I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. I am currently traveling, so I've reached into the vault for some of my favorite celebrity tech interviews from years past. Today, we're going to listen to J.B. Smoove, the talented improv comedian best known as Leon Black, Larry David's sidekick on Curb Your Enthusiasm. I had a lot of laughs. I hope you do as well.
You got yourself a new phone.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be honest with you, man. You know, I was a big BlackBerry guy.
I remember.
Big time BlackBerry guy. Then I was updating my phone. I don't know what the hell happened. Somehow I must have hit the wrong button, and I ended up erasing a lot of my phone numbers. So I said, ooh, drat. Then I heard about the new phone came out by Samsung, the new Samsung Note. So I got a new Galaxy Note. You know, my first month with the phone, happy, happy, happy. You know, big old phone, big screen. Could watch a pretty good video on it. Then I was running around on a set one day on another show I was doing, and the phone came out my pocket and it smashed on the ground. So right now I'm walking around with a Samsung Galaxy with a smashed screen, the Note. But I do enjoy the Note because I can also write. I can also, it has a nice big screen. Holds plenty of apps. I put a 64 gig in it. You know what 64 gig is? 64 gig is a lot of memory space. You know what I mean? I can record my whole life in that thing. 64 gigs, I mean, I've had it for almost 3 months now with 64 gigs in there, and I'll tell you something, man. I got room for everything. I can record my whole family reunion in that thing, man. And yours too at the same time.
Right.
Oh, I love that phone, man. I do like it a lot.
But wait a minute. The phone that I just saw you with, it does not have a smash screen.
It does have a smash. Yeah,
it does?
The screen is cracked. As I will show it to everybody. It's cracked. I cracked the screen, man. Well, it came out of my pocket and smashed. But then I got a new one. I got another one, right? Yeah. A friend of mine gave me one because he's friends with the Samsung people.
Yeah.
So he gave me another one, but it was a T-Mobile phone. So I have to go to AT&T and find out if it's possible that I can use a T-Mobile phone as an AT&T phone. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get confused, confusion is going to set in, or if they made that phone specifically for T-Mobile and one specifically for AT&T.
Okay. Now you think that phone is cracked. Take a look at this.
Now, that's cracked. This is so cracked, man. This is not even cracked anymore. This is like veins, right? If you go into the human body, there's millions and millions of veins in the human body. That's veins right there. That's smashed. That's like purposely hit somebody in the side of the head with
it. No, it fell off my desk.
Off your desk, and that's not even that far down.
Right.
Mine came out of my pocket and went into the air. You know how your phone breaks the most days? You try to grab it?
It all happened.
Did you have
fast
time to grab it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's when your phone really gets messed up. When you fight it. When the phone comes out and you are juggling, trying to grab it, when you're trying to grab it, it starts to turn even more. And that's when it really smashes. If you let it go sometimes and let it hit the ground, it's a possibility it may just hit the ground and fall flat on its back or flat. See, a phone is like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You know what I mean? Put peanut butter on a piece of bread, right? And you drop the bread by mistake. It never falls bread side down. It always falls peanut butter side down. Why is that? Gravity. See? See what I mean? Yeah. See, the full connection between your phone and peanut butter on a piece of bread? See? See?
What do you think
about that?
What do you think about the fact that these phones crack like this?
No, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to finish my point. Now, had you had peanut butter already on the back of your phone and you had dropped it, it would have fell safely on its back and the screen would have never cracked. But who walks around with peanut butter on their damn phone? Who would walk around with peanut butter smeared on the back of their damn phone just in case they drop it, for it could fall on its back, on the peanut butter side.
Okay, so what you're saying...
Protecting the screen.
What you're saying is that all the people who have problems with their phones cracking should put peanut butter on the back of their phones.
Everybody should put peanut butter on the back of their phones anyway because it protects the screen. The screen won't crack if it doesn't fall face down on the screen. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you put peanut butter on the back of the phone, guess what happens? It's going to fall and gravity's going to take it like this and it's going to turn it around like a cat. You know how cats...
Yeah.
You throw a cat... If I threw a cat right now upside, if I had a cat upside down and I threw that cat goes like this, he turns his whole body around like this, and he lands on his feet like a cat would, like that. That's how cats do. Now, it's probably easier to put peanut butter on the back of the phone than a cat. That's all I'm saying, I'm telling you.
Okay, could I see your note for a second?
Who can walk around with a cat on the back of the phone anyway?
Right. Okay,
you know
I just want
to
smell this. It doesn't smell like peanut butter.
Because I took the peanut
I don't
butter
see
off.
Any peanut.
I can't wear peanut butter with crushed velvet pants.
Why not?
Because these are crushed velvet. I don't want to mess the pants up. Now, had I walked around with the phone in my hand all day, I'd be cool with the peanut butter on the back of it.
Yeah.
Or a cat, because peanut butter and cats do land on their feet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm just making a point.
Yeah, I understand.
Like cats?
I love them.
So
I have
put
a cat named Jinxie.
So put a cat on the back of that phone.
How about put peanut butter on the back of the cat?
But see, the peanut butter, see, it defeats the purpose because the cat's going to land on his feet regardless. Mm-hmm. Now, you put the peanut butter on the front of the cat, right? The cat will be wondering, why am I got peanut butter on my chest when I'm going to land on my feet anyway?
Right.
So you go, it's how you feel comfortable. If you feel comfortable walking around with a cat with peanut butter on his chest, that's up to you. That's your cat.
Right.
What's your cat's name?
Jinxie.
Jinxie walking around with peanut butter, that's up to you and Jinxie. I don't know what's going on with you and Jinxie, but peanut butter, Jinxie will not be happy with peanut butter on all of his chest.
I don't think so. What do you think about the fact that these phones crack like this?
I think it's crazy that they crack like this, man. I mean, it's like you're walking around with a window pane. You feel me? You know, now, there's got to be a way of making these phones where they don't crack. You know, let's make the phones out of Tupperware. Remember Tupperware?
I remember.
Now, that was the toughest stuff you could ever. They had Tupperware parties. Remember those?
Mm-hmm.
Your mom would go to Tupperware parties and come back with all these containers and stuff. Durable. You could throw them on the ground. The food won't pop out. Why can't they make a phone out of Tupperware? But that's where's Tupperware? Are they still in business?
I believe so.
Tupperware. Make a phone. Make a phone. Put all these people out of business, man. Tupperware phone parties. Now, that'd be fun. A Tupperware phone party? That'd be nice.
It would.
I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to a repeat episode of Talking Tech from the Vaults with the great comedian J.B. Smoove. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. It helps more people find the show.